A couple problems have plagued the Homeland Security Department over the years. Its 22 separate agencies have had trouble working together, and partly as a result, its employees are some of the least satisfied in the government. Enter the Unity of Effort Awards. It's the department's attempt to honor employees who have bridged those gaps. Senior biodefense advisor Aaron Firovid is one of eight people who won it for the response to last year's Ebola crisis, and he joins us now. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning.
Aaron, first of all, tell us a little bit about your work on the Ebola crisis. What did you do to win this award?
Sure. We, the nation and the Department of Homeland Security, faced an unprecedented Ebola outbreak. And it really was an effort that required not only the whole of government, but the whole of Department of Homeland Security. And so we worked to develop and communicate policies that created a layered defense that started beyond our borders, but then had activities that went all the way within our country to help create that awareness and security against Ebola spread within the U.S. And so I received my award not only for my own work, but for the work of the Office of Health Affairs, in which I'm a member, and then also broadly the team across DHS that really worked as one voice to get this accomplished.
So what did you do at the Office of Health Affairs?
Sure. You know, as a senior biodefense advisor, I was tasked by my Assistant Secretary of Health Affairs, who was named as the focal point for DHS for the Ebola response. And so we had to work with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the State Department, the National Security Staff, in the outer agency to develop policies about how we were going to manage and prevent the spread of Ebola across our borders. And to do that within Department of Homeland Security, it touched on all aspects, customs and border protection, doing the enhanced screening for individuals from Ebola-stricken countries, Transportation Security Administration, working with the airlines to funnel passengers to airports where we could do that kind of screening, FEMA-supported national operations across the Health and Human Services, and our Office of Health Affairs. We help provide health protection guidance, not only for the DHS workforce, but also for the first responder community, so that they would be protected in case they were involved in transporting individuals.
And if we think back to that time a year ago, there was a real sense of panic and honestly a fear that the federal government wasn't protecting or couldn't protect the American public against this disease that we didn't quite understand. What was it like in your war room of sorts?
You know, there was a sense of the gravity of the situation, but also acknowledging that we had the tools to manage this from the U.S. government perspective, but we needed to be better at communicating them, and we needed to be better at creating that unified effort. And that's where the Unity of Effort initiative comes in. It's that approach for the Department of Homeland Security to align, you know, resources, transparent conversations about what actions are going to be taken, and then deciding as a cohesive department to execute on those unified approaches. And so while we all had many sleepless nights and we were working quite hard, I think that we were well prepared and we were able to, you know, marshal these forces across these 22 agencies within the Department of Homeland Security for this mission.
We're speaking with Aaron Firovid. He's a senior biodefense advisor in the Office of Health Affairs, part of DHS. And Aaron, we know that the Unity of Effort initiative, it's one of the bigger management initiatives under Secretary Jay Johnson to break down those silos between agencies. What within DHS, what do you, from your perspective on this, think are the biggest silos among the DHS agencies?
You know, I think part of it is, you know, we represent so many legacy cultures, and they have rich histories, but sometimes there's different languages being spoken. So we have, you know, a rich law enforcement community, and I come from a public health and medical community. We have scientific communities. And so, you know, I think a lot of the silos is just creating the, to break them down, it's creating those platforms, you know, like we did with Ebola, where, you know, you have the Coast Guard working side by side with the Office of Health Affairs, and on the phone is and going to the Customs and Border Protection Crisis Action Center. So, you know, these opportunities to create that shared dialogue, I think, is something that we'll probably be doing more of in the future. It helps create that common platform for us to break down those silos and create that more cohesive department.
I should say, your Ebola Worldwide Response Team was not the only winner of this award. A lot of people involved in the response to the immigration crisis that we saw along the southern border won it too. So it's clear that these sorts of cross-communication efforts work when it comes to a crisis. Have you found that now that you've resumed a more regular pace of things, that this communication platform still exists?
Yes, certainly. I think that the department has, you know, also created some, you know, fundamental structures, joint task force that endure and do day-to-day operations. They aren't set up just for crises, but they're there, you know, all year round now. I'm actually having just transitioned in the last few months to the National Biosurveillance Integration Center, where I'm the acting director. And that's our whole mission, is to create that shared platform, not only across the department, but across the interagency. We're an interagency collaboration center. And so I certainly see there's momentum to increase these types of activities. And I think it will become more of the norm in the future.
Aaron Fioved is acting director in the National Biodefense Integration Center. Congratulations on the new post, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.